Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. We're here in the studio with Scott Bach, yes. NRA board member and head of the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol. I get caught in the
ANJRPC.
Too many freaking
letters. The Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Club.
Cherry Ridge is what we call it.
Hot news flash just came in.
Hot.
Booker is going down in the polls. Lonergan is going up in the polls. Booker's campaign team is blaming it on the lipstick, the lip gloss, and the eyeliner that Corey's been wearing. So they're changing it to bolder colors.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
It's a very good strategy.
They figure if they put some bolder colors on him. Ladies and gentlemen, the perfect storm may be upon us, okay? 21-hour, not a filibuster, but 21 hours Ted Cruz made us proud on the floor there. Our own Ted Cruz in New Jersey is gaining in the polls. Let me tell you something. Lonergan got a set on him. He came on the show. He's been stumping all over the place. Sue Ann Penna had him do a red carpet event in the middle of the South Ward of Newark while Booker was in California raising money, all right, not in New Jersey. So, listen, we need you to do whatever's necessary. We're having a Lonergan fundraiser. Ron Sousa just had a successful one. $5, $10, ring doors, donate, signs, whatever. October 16th, get your butts out there and vote. I feel down in the dumps sometimes, guys. I feel like we're not making enough headway. There's too much apathy.
Sometimes it seems like that.
I'm in the range last night, and Sam Kerner comes in. He's pretty new to shooting. And Sam starts talking to me, and I told him a little bit about how I'm disgusted. And he says, listen, he goes, I want to tell you something. He goes, I don't listen to a lot of new media. I don't miss your show every week. He goes, I'm in my 40s. He's in his mid-40s. I've never voted in a primary in my life, but because of you guys, I voted for Lonergan in the primary.
Wow.
Okay? And he's been writing checks for the Lonergan campaign. We can do it.
Yes,
Texas
we can.
Did it. We can do it. I'm getting some crap from people about Lonergan and other views. Listen, guys, this is Anthony Calandra. I am a single-issue voter for the past 30 years. I'm sorry. Lonergan had the nuts to come on the show. He's pro-gun. I need him. Do we really want Cory Booker for 6 years? Imagine that they're going to make
6 years.
Yeah,
it's forever.
At least.
This is a lifetime appointment in New Jersey.
Booker will make sure Obamacare covers manis and pedis. Okay? All right? We really don't need that. By the way, I got a letter from my insurance company. They're not renewing my health insurance because of Obamacare, and they gave me a list of other companies I could shop it out for.
Yep. It's great.
Isn't that great?
Wait till October 1st and it all hits. It's unbelievable.
Right around the corner
here.
You
demand a return of premium for the last 15 years.
Right, exactly.
You know,
right.
Here's another thing. I want to thank so much all of these people that have come out and signed petitions for me for NRA board. It's amazing. I'm getting stuff from all over the country. I'm getting petitions mailed to me. I just want to thank everybody for what they've done. I have a quick one, Sandy. This is what we're up against, and I heard this a lot in New Jersey, too, but this is from Eric Mortensen from Nashville, Georgia. Anthony, I know, I suck. Sorry this has gotten to you so late. Hopefully it could still be used in a drive. It was, by the way. You had enough time, Eric. But I also heard you and Sandy talking about having them ready by the 25th. I have pounded the pavement attempting to drum up support for you and have failed miserably. Most NRA folks I know are non-voting, having recently joined after the crazy political environment. Others have let their memberships lapse and then restarted so they can't vote. And here's the top one. Now that some folks are saying to him, what can a guy from New Jersey do for me in Georgia? Again, I suck. It was painfully obviously that I could not present a cognizant, lucid, and compelling argument to appeal to them, explaining what you bring to the fight. And then he says, keep up the good work. I have enough signatures, Eric, and thank you. I'm experiencing the same thing in New Jersey. And Scott Bach will tell you, we're the underdogs. New York, New Jersey, California, right, Scott?
Absolutely.
It hurts us to run for a board seat.
There is no doubt, okay? Mostly people who run for the board from the Northeast usually finish near the bottom. And that's just factual.
It's where I'm comfortable.
Look, it's challenging enough to make it onto the board, but doing it from the Northeast is always makes it extra tough.
we're really up against a hard fight. But thank you all for all your signatures. And come January, if you're voting members, I'll need you to go out and, you know, bullet vote for me so we can send a message to the NRA. And maybe I can help add representation in New Jersey with Scott Bach. We'd make a pretty good team. I guess it would be like what, like Martin and Lewis?
Something like that.
I want to hear what your opinion is, Scott. Mr. King of Ketchup signed the UN Small Arms Treaty, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Well, what do you think my opinion is?
I want to hear your tech. Well, I read Chris Cox from the NRA. I read his response to it.
Look, this has been a multi-decade fight. What everybody needs to understand is this. Unless the treaty is ratified and confirmed by the United States Senate, it doesn't really have any force of law. So this is largely a symbolic thing, but it also puts a sword hanging over our necks for future Congresses. Bottom line, it's symbolic, it's unfortunate, but it's meaningless right now in terms of its impact.
Wow.
When things get real rough and push comes to shove, strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Legal advice.
And we're back.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic. WaldorfChiro.com, Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric will be at the Lonergan event today as you're listening to this show. And he's been sending money, and he has the chutzpah to put the signs. How do you say it? Is that right?
Chutzpah to put
the signs up in front of his lawn and everything. Waldorf Chiropractic, please tell your friends, tell your family. If you don't live within 30 miles of Bridgewater, pass it around. He's a pro 2A chiropractor and an all-around great guy. He also has a Facebook page, Waldorf Chiropractic. Please, please pass it around. Now, I got a vent. I got a vent before we get into more news. I stand outside the building of the Woodland Park Range. Sometimes I smoke cigars. Numerous times I see people pull into the handicap spots, reach under the seat, put a handicap placard up, and then come galloping
and
out
jog.
Of the car.
Yeah.
And I stop them and I say, whose placard is that? Oh, it's for when I bring my mom or my grandmother to the doctor. I'm like, well, can you do me a favor? Because I have real handicapped people that come here. Can you park in the back? And then I mumble under my breath, otherwise I'll handicap you.
Yeah.
Okay? But here's the problem now. I come in the other day.
You didn't hear that, counselor.
No, counselor. I come in the other day.
Hear what?
And you notice we have two handicap spots. In between is the blue area for the handicap cars to open their doors.
Yeah.
There's a handicap car, and a Jeep without a handicap parked in the middle.
Come on.
And Scott Holliday, who's a Gun for Hire alumni, is trying to get his 16-year-old son out of the car with the electronic wheelchair, and he can't get the door to the car open enough because that Jeep is parked in the middle. Well, he wasn't in here. He was in the store next door to us. I went inside. I blew my lid, okay?
Man.
And his first response to me was, it's not a handicap spot. I parked between them.
Oh, come on.
Dude, I can't even tell you the expletives that came out of my mouth. I chased him all the way out into his car.
Physically?
I said, look over there, asshole. I said, you see that father that can't get the kid out of the wheelchair? Get the F out of here and never come back. I learned he was a customer of the range. I don't want him back anymore.
Yeah.
Okay? That pisses me off. This is a breakdown in our society. So I'm all hot. I go into my office. I start reading the news, the Wall Street Journal. Disney is no longer offering preferential treatment for handicapped people in line.
What?
No more. They have to stay in line with the regular people. You know why? Because wealthy families were hiring handicapped tour guides in Orlando and in California to get to the front of the line. So Disney said they either had two solutions: have a physician at the entrance of every ride, or ban handicapped preferential treatment altogether.
Oh, yeah.
This is the degradation of our society.
Yes, it is.
You know,
this is Rome.
Rome. I was in Florida last week, and we stopped into Disney one day. It's the last time I'll ever go to Disney. Did you know to get in, you have to put your finger in a fingerprint scanner?
Yes.
No, I did not know.
We
that.
Refused to do it. And then we had to show our driver's license. It was unbelievable after a long wait on a line. Fingerprint scanner at Disney.
Yeah,
amazing.
I used the last time I used a different finger.
But
it wasn't mine.
But Anthony, next time somebody parks in your spot, instead of going into the store and yelling at them, I suggest you install retractable severe tire damage spikes.
Nice.
With a little button in your office.
You've been hanging around him too long, Scott.
Well, it's kind of an Anthony sort of thing.
Listen, we have a lot of clientele that have special needs. Walkers, wheelchairs, canes.
Yeah, right.
I have two handicap spots out in the front. You shouldn't be 21 years old using your grandmother's placard and jogging in. And you want to know something? Directly across from the handicap spots, there's empty spots.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Okay? It's just this sense of entitlement that pisses me off with people. When I was a kid, if I went home and told my father, if I complained I got a $100 ticket parking the handicap, he'd beat the crap out of me.
Right.
What are you doing parking in the handicap? You moron.
You
want to
be handicapped? You moron.
Exactly. It's amazing how our society has gone.
Total
where people abuse these things, and it pisses me off, okay? Now, Sandy, you wanted to talk New Jersey, catch and release.
Yeah.
Guys, you ready for this? Go ahead, Sandy. You lead off, please.
No, go ahead.
That's because he's not ready, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I just want you to know. Remember Autumn Pasquale was killed down in South Jersey?
Yeah.
She was lured into the brother's house for bicycle parts, and they murdered her brutally and dumped her in a garbage can.
Yeah.
In the big dumpster. Well, believe it or not, they're released.
Yeah.
Okay? He's charged with murder, and he's home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The release suggests that he reached a plea deal of a lesser charge. What is a lesser charge than premeditated murder?
Right.
Unbelievable.
But the prosecutor doesn't want to comment on that, because they don't want to say that he...
Yeah, but Brian Aitken went to jail for 7 years.
Brian Aitken had high-capacity magazines.
Yes, for stopping at his mother's house for dinner.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
So... they say because of his age and developmental disabilities, the judge ordered that the case not be moved to adult court.
Was that the judge's disabilities?
Here's the deal, because I've had some dialogue with these moms against guns or whatever when I spoke in that NORC thing. They're emailing me, and I'm citing cases to them where, like, carjackers with a gun pleaded down to aggravated assault and spend 4 months in prison. All of a sudden, these women are like, well, that's not right.
Yeah.
Well, no shit, that's not
exactly right.
This kid and his brother murdered this young, innocent girl, and because of his developmental disabilities and his age, he's out walking
the
streets again.
He's back out to do it again.
Okay? There's your perfect example of catch and release. What signal are we sending to the criminals? Scott, you weren't here 2 weeks ago. New York Times reported it cost $167,000 a year to incarcerate someone in New York.
Anthony's got it down to $1 a square foot.
Yeah,
though.
It was $100.
$1 and
you know, they could probably employ them for less than half of that.
Oh, but then the unions would bitch about that.
True enough.
Okay?
True enough.
You're taking jobs, okay? You can't
Mr. Sweeney would have something to say about, our Senate President Sweeney.
By the way, I had a bunch of dialogue.
Union organizer.
I had a bunch of dialogue with Ed Murkowski and a few other people from NJOA, and they wanted to meet for coffee. And I said, I'll serve you coffee in the radio studio.
Yeah,
any Saturday
absolutely.
At 1 o'clock.
Right. Sure, come
and
on
I
in.
And I sent them Gun for Hire Radio's last week's show where I berated them and invited them on the show. So far, it's been pretty quiet.
Crickets, huh?
Crickets.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of this. I'm not mentioning anybody by names, but we've had Gun for Hire students going to gun clubs in New Jersey asking people to sign my petition for NRA board. Mm. We need board approval to sign any kind of petition.
Seriously?
They're like, well, he's outspoken, and you know, we want to stay under the radar. Stay under the radar. That's what the Jews had to do
exactly
in 1938, 1939.
Stay under the radar
till they come and get you.
And don't think that this isn't fascism on the march.
Winston Churchill said, an appeaser is someone who feeds the crocodile hoping it will eat him last.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes,
so remember that. I'm not an appeaser. We're going to fight this battle. We can't support Steve Sweeney. We're focusing on Lonergan right now. After October 16th, we're going to get Nikki Trunk on the show, and we're going to focus on her. Listen, if Steve Sweeney gets reelected, it's not going to be because I helped him.
Right.
Okay? I can tell you that right now.
Exactly.
He needs to be made to pay, even if he's got to spend more money campaigning than he intended. He's not going to get a shoe in. And maybe we'll get lucky, and we'll get Trunk in like we're going to get Lonergan in.
Right.
But he's not going to get it easy. By the way, Town Deli in South Orange, their members here, they're going to make up a tray of extremely high-processed, salty cold cuts, and I'm sending it to Steve Sweeney. The prosciutto, the gabagool, the salami, the pepperoni, and everything, okay? Okay? Thank you, guys. They spoke to me about it 2 days ago. They listened to the show. They're big fans of the show.
So they're going
to
make a special tray.
They invented the Sloppy Joe sandwich. Not the meat one, the one with the Russian dressing and the coleslaw.
They invented it.
They're in South Orange. Yeah.
Are you serious? Road trip
this week, by the way.
Absolutely. Let's go now.
No, you never get to go with us.
That's true.
I'll tell you about it.
Next week, you can tell me about what you ate. That's very nice.
I love it.
Welcome to my
world.
Scott,
you're still here, right?
I am still here.
All right.
Well, we're coming back right after Scott takes another shot of Pepto-Bismol. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Ah, yes, the gun grabbers. What are you grabbing your chest for?
Well, whoever's got that voodoo dollar meter doing a good job. Last night, the bottom of my feet were burning. Now I got a sharp pain in my left eye.
Nice. It must be working.
Yes. This segment is sponsored by Montville Office Suites. His prices are insane. Okay?
You just went over the head of half of America.
I know. All the youngsters. MontvilleOffice.com. MontvilleOffice.com. Let me tell you something. Ron Sousa, between 4 major highways, $59.
What's in that cigar that you're smoking? I just want to know. What is in that cigar you're smoking?
Hemp. $59 a month. You can start off with a virtual office. He will do it all. Listen, guys, we get a ton of white vans and jobbers coming in here. Professionalize your business. Ron's been a sponsor since the beginning. Let me tell you something else about Ron. He hosted a record-breaking Lonergan event. I couldn't make it. I bought 4 tickets just to show my support. I had a conflict in my schedule there. He's pushing hard for Lonergan. Show your support. Go on his website or go on Facebook In Facebook, it's Montville Executive Suites or MontvilleOffice.com. Please check it out. Like him. Send him an email. Take his website, cut it and paste it, and mail it out to your friends that you know that are plumbers and jobbers or lawyers or doctors. You know, if you're just starting out as a lawyer, like Ron says, when you're moving out of your spare bedroom and you're looking for a place, Montville Office is the way to go.
Or the other
Scott,
way around,
you should probably
too, when
move
you're
up
sizing
from that refrigerator box, Scott. Scott has a double-door refrigerator box he works at.
It's a double door. It's good with the
it's a
chair.
Sub-zero box.
It's a so Scott,
sub-zero box.
So Scott,
and the card table. It's a bad image, Scott. You really should do something.
Tell us about Lonergan and upcoming stuff in New Jersey, please.
Okay, look, the Lonergan race, there are people who are saying there's no way, it's impossible. And I'm going to say that is wrong, that is incorrect. We define defying the odds in the Garden State, If we took that attitude, guess what? Those bills the governor just vetoed,
they
would have been signed.
Right.
So
agreed.
So what I want to say to you is, and you pointed this out at the beginning of the show, Anthony, I mean, the trend in polling is now moving in his direction. He's built momentum. I have never seen the grassroots momentum building like I have seen building for Lonergan.
People are tired, Scott. They're just tired of the crap. They're tired of the same old, same old.
Now, let me just say, I learned a long time ago in politics, there is one thing that wins elections, and that is who brings more people to the polls on election day. Right. At the end of the day, the conventional wisdom goes out the window. It's who gets more people out. That is our mission. After
October
the fundraisers,
16th.
After the fundraisers are over, our job is not done. Our job is to get everyone that we know, every like-minded person, friends, family, anyone who thinks like we do must go out to the polls. This race is actually possible to win. We're trending in the right direction. There will probably be pre-election day surprises that come. Lonergan, I met with Lonergan for a few hours a couple of weeks ago. He's like a prize fighter right now. Meaning it's like he has gone through training. Yeah. He's like, he is ready to go. I mean, he is so prepared for what is coming. It's unbelievable. So, so the first thing I wanted to say is possibility and it's going to be a question of action and actions we take leading up to and especially on Election Day. Everybody, guys, please remember that. The nation is going to be watching this race.
Oh, yeah.
And there are two Election Days this year, which is a good thing because I was a little pissed off at Governor Krispy Kreme that he did this maneuver for his own political gain. However, this works to our benefit.
Yes, it does.
Because most progressives will not fathom the fact that they have to go out on October 16th to vote.
Imagine this, too. If Lonergan wins, it's almost like sticking Menendez and McCain and Harry Reid in the eye with a knitting needle.
Yeah.
Well, seriously.
I'm going to go one better. Okay. In fact, I saw Lonergan last week, and he said this election is a referendum on the president of the United States.
Oh, sure.
So if you like the president, don't vote for Lonergan.
Right.
Okay. So, look, this is our moment, and we do have a chance to embarrass those people nationally that are sticking it to us to send a real conservative and a real pro-gun candidate to the U.S. Senate. It would be like the first Republican senator we've had in a couple of generations
here. In a very long time.
And Lonergan's the guy to do it, and we have all got to do our part. This is not going to be done for us, guys. We have to do it. It's on us. And as Anthony said, October 16th. Now, we need to tell all the Democrats to go out on Tuesday the 15th,
yes. Or actually, just wait till November.
Right.
Yes, just wait till November. Right. They changed it, you know.
Now, November, beyond that horizon, I'd like to talk to you about this more in a future show. The stars are lining up for this year's state election for the potential of a take back of the state and the state house.
Really?
Well, the last time that there was a popular Republican governor in office, they swept and one house of the legislature up, they swept the assembly. Okay, that was 1985 with Governor Tom Kaine Sr. Okay. We now have the most popular Republican governor in New Jersey history with both houses of the legislature up. If there's even a hint of that phenomenon, if his coattails are long, we have some serious potential to take back the state house, at least one house at the state house.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, the Democrats know it. They are spending money like wild, okay, on the elections. They are very, very, very concerned. And we have a job to do after the Lonergan race. It's not. I know, guys, has been a tough year.
We've been focusing on Lonergan, and then October 16th after the victory, we're going to focus
November 5th.
Exactly.
But, you know, we're tired here. We've been battling. We battled for 7 months straight.
But this is a good year for us.
Well,
we're on a roll.
Look, that's right. We are on a roll. We need to build on it and set the tone for the next 4 years. So I will tell you, NRA is running two grassroots seminars.
I have the info here. Okay. I will be at one.
Okay, and that is what this is. It's been a long time since they did that in New Jersey, but they're coming out for Lonergan, and they're coming out to help us take back control of the state house. Basically, if you show up to these, there's one in Morristown, and there's one in Cherry Hill. This is coming up October 2nd and 3rd.
Let me give them the dates
real quick.
Wednesday, October 2nd at the Governor Morris Inn in Whippany, in Morristown, and on Thursday the 3rd in Cherry Hill at the Crown Plaza. And these are on the NRA ILA website. They are also on the ANJRPC website and the ANJRPC Facebook page. I will be at the Morristown grassroots event. It's free food and beverages, too, by the way.
And I'll be at both. It is free food and beverages. Basically, you will hear from NRA basically how to run grassroots campaigns. The goal of these seminars is to create volunteers for campaigns. So if you want some latest cutting-edge strategies, and you'll also be able to hear from ILA representatives who work in the state of New Jersey, both federal and state, you'll hear from the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs. Maybe you'll hear from Anthony if there's a loud voice in the back.
Repeat those dates again.
Wednesday, October 2nd, Thursday, October 3rd.
6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Governor Morrison on Wednesday and the Crown Plaza, Cherry Hill on the Thursday. Scott will be at both. I will be at the Wednesday one. I have another engagement on the Thursday one.
So come on out for
Lonergan,
that.
Actually.
Come on out for that. And, you know, we will give you some cutting-edge techniques and tools that will help us all with the Lonergan race and with what's coming up beyond that statewide for November 5th. So those are pretty important for anybody who cares about the outcome of these elections to get out and attend these two free seminars.
And it's nice to see the NRA boots on the ground in New Jersey, by the way.
Well, NRA came out strong endorsing Lonergan.
I know, but it's nice to see them here.
That's
to be
right.
Honest
exactly
with you. Because
right.
I hear that all the time from people. I had people in here yesterday. They're like, I was going to tell you I didn't think Lonergan had a shot, but you said on the radio you're going to throat punch me, so I'm not going to say that. And I went and picked up two signs from his Wayne campaign headquarters.
Let me tell you what. If everybody out there thinks Lonergan doesn't have a shot, then he won't.
He has
but
a shot.
I'm telling you, he has a shot.
Yeah.
His momentum is building.
Yeah. Yes.
And what he doesn't need is naysayers right now. You know what? It's just
I call
like,
them bitches. Scott calls them naysayers.
It's just like what happened in Trenton over the last 8 or 9 months.
That's right.
We kept marching, even
That's
though
right.
it seemed bleak, even though
yes.
it seemed like there was no way we could win. You know what? Emotion is irrelevant. Action is everything. And right now, we all need to step up and do our part. Let's find out what's really possible on October 16th.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You know, a lot of times you get crap. We even get letters from listeners to say, enough with the political crap. But look, this is important. You cannot, the politics and gun legislation are intertwined, especially in this state, but across the country. Everything that we do, we cannot separate those two. So to sit and talk about what the proper stance, you know, battle between isosceles stance and what is the best 9mm gun for home defense is meaningless if you don't get your right to keep and bear those arms. Yeah,
but I understand why people who live in different parts of the country might not see it the same way we do.
It's boring as hell if you're in Kansas.
You could be an example or a warning. And New Jersey's a warning. So those of you who think this is all nonsense, guess what? This is coming to a state near you, maybe even your state. If you want to know what's coming your way, if you don't,
look here.
You're upstream now. You can stop it before it gets to what it is here. So take what we're doing as an example and a warning and let it stimulate you to action. I can see how people would get tired of hearing that, though, who feel like they don't have a threat. It just hasn't come to your door yet, right, but believe me, it's coming.
Listen, Ted Cruz was a major upset in Texas. If we send Lonergan to the Senate in New Jersey, Do you know how many states are going to wake up?
Yes.
You know, I watched Cruz. Cruz took the floor for 21 hours, and I saw the picture. Obama said to his staff, how the F does he do that without a teleprompter? Okay? but listen, Ted Cruz, one thing he said about hour 18, he said that our legislators, the House and Senate, are like the World Wrestling Federation, that they know what the fight and outcome is going to be before they step in the House or Senate floor.
You're damn right.
He said, Cruz said that if the average American, taxpaying American, sat in on a Senate meeting or a Senate luncheon, their head would explode. Okay?
Right.
We need more people to go in there, grassroots, like Rand Paul and Lee and Ted Cruz and Steve Lonigan, because these guys are upsetting the status quo. McCain's freaking out. Reed tried to have a duel with Cruz at the 21-hour mark. Lost.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
Forget it. The only thing the antis picked up from Cruz's 21-hour speech was the green eggs and ham he read to his daughter.
Because that's all that hit the media. That's all the media
wanted to
focus on.
That's all they care about. Low-information voters.
That's right. And the GOP machine made sure that they do not like him.
Correct.
I just wanted to reach out to you guys and say thank you so very much to all of you who have been supporting Gun for Hire Radio's new project that we're calling Guns for the Needy. So many of you from all over the country have been sending your $30 in for the Gun for Hire Radio Limited Edition I Will Not Comply t-shirt. And so many of you have written back and told us how much you really like the shirts. They're all individually custom made right here in New Jersey by Kick-Ass Custom Tees, and we want to thank them for their participation in this program. All of the proceeds are going to go directly to legally arming, educating, and training the most vulnerable members of our community. Those folks who are forced to live and raise their families under constant fear in New Jersey's crime-ridden inner cities. We've told you, it's our vision to enlist these newly licensed, educated, and well-trained armed citizens in our fight, and then send them back out into their own neighborhoods to educate their families, friends, and neighbors about the oppressive, unconstitutional anti-gun laws that intentionally make us citizens unwilling victims, subject to the whims of a terminally corrupt political system that rules our courts and the gangs of thugs that rule our streets. Well, thanks to you who have already sent in your money in support of this great project and patriots just like you, freedom, real freedom, is within our grasp. And you've got an opportunity to become part of this historic event. Just simply go to the gunforhireradio.com website and click on the link for Guns for the Needy. From there, you'll be taken to a page that'll allow you to donate and get your kick-ass I Will Not Comply custom-made limited edition t-shirt that shows your support. Help us to beat the gun grabbers at their own game. Go to gunforhireradio.com and click on the link for Guns for the Needy. Do it right now. Bloomberg, Holder, Pelosi, and the New Jersey legislature will hate you for it. Freedom. Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedoms with news, issues, and commentary you'll never hear from the mainstream media. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners.
And this segment is brought to you by New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com, New Jersey Second Amendment Society on Facebook. They've also been pounding the pavement for Lonigan and Nikki Trunk. They had an event down in South Jersey where you could shoot Barrett 50 cals, etc., and Steve Lonigan was there. And while you're listening to the show today, Steve Lonigan will be in my range tonight, and we're having Guns of the Military, $200 a person fundraiser, and Steve Lonigan will be here. We're having a ladies-only event that's hosted by New Jersey Second Amendment Society October 6th, and Steve Lonigan will be here for that too.
Very nice.
Okay, so the next time somebody says, what has Anthony done for the state of New Jersey? F you.
Nobody in particular we're talking about.
No, I could. Oh, I could. Yeah, I can't say. You won't let me say their name.
I won't.
Okay, well, that's all right. Then I'm not going to say their name. All right, while we're talking about this, Ainslie finally got off his ass, his bow tie ass, all right? He told me I'm not allowed to say the F in color coalition anymore. Okay? It is people of color for the right of self-protection.
Right.
PCRSPTEFGRESPECT. Okay, all right. He wrote that, I'm sorry,
there he goes.
Tell anyone who's looking to join, come out and rally against violence that I'm holding in the name of his fraternity on October 5th.
Pops in his head, on the comes steps, right out of his mouth.
On the steps of Newark City Hall from 12 p.m. till 3. Everyone listening, this is going to be the people of color for the right of self-protection. The email address, info@pcrsp.org. PCRSP.org. Stop sending me emails and shit. Send it to the bow tie, Ainsley. Okay?
You realize Bach,
it went
is,
right in.
Bach
it
is did. Holding the pain over his left eye.
Sorry. Okay, I got some more for you here. You ready? What's his name? Glenn Gerhart went out, and he sent me a letter. His daughter got married, by the way. Congratulations. That's right. I can keep it personal, too. He goes, I just met a black woman with two daughters from Patterson who was interested in getting a legal firearm and training for personal defense. Told her to stop by the range and talk to you. Very nice woman who understands what is going on. She is an ideal candidate for the People's Coalition. P.S. Tell them to put a large I Will Not Comply t-shirt aside for me, Glenn. By the way, we have the I Will Not Comply stickers. We've been selling tons of them. Okay? We've been selling tons of the I Will Not Comply stickers. We
you
have the shirts,
one.
So you got to get them. We also have Gun for Hire Solulum light sticks, which I'll talk about later. They're bright red, by the way. I did a trade show the other day, and a woman walked by, and she saw my logo. And I went to, you know, she in disdain, and I went to hand her a light stick,
yes.
Right? And she goes, what are you trying to give me, blood?
Yes.
I said, yeah, and she kept walking.
Moron.
So here's what I can't believe. You talk about low-information voters. Kylie and I did the trade show. We were asked over 100 times what's a light stick and how it works. And I had three of them lit on the table and 150 of them unlit that we were giving out.
And why would you need something like that?
Well, exactly. So I'm texting someone. Kylie went to have lunch. And this older gentleman walks to our table, looks both ways, and steals one and walks away with it. He took a lit one.
The other ones didn't work. He wanted the one that worked.
Imagine when he gets home, he tells his wife, stupid thing, doesn't work. Okay? I was explaining to people what they're for. Oh, this is novel. When did this come out? It's amazing that people that are not prepared really are scarily not prepared.
When did American Cyanamid invent those things? It was like in the 60s, wasn't it?
Scott, listen
this
to this.
Novel.
Scott, I want you to talk about your right to carry after this letter from Tony R. Anthony and Sandy, I wanted to compliment you both on the last few shows. What, the other one sucked? I've lived in New Jersey all my life, minus a few years studying in college. I am new to the Second Amendment community. My first purchase was a Glock 17. And I just picked up an AR, Olive Eye. Like most New Jersey residents, I waited over 4 months for my pistol permit, and I've learned very quickly how draconian the gun laws are for residents of New Jersey. I'm curious if you know the historical reasons behind the unconstitutional and strict gun laws. Was it politicians, voters, or the media-driven fear of guns? I know the FID cards came into the picture around 66, but why? What is the driving force behind a change in the gun laws? New Jersey being so close to PA, I wonder why it didn't adopt their laws. I realize this can't be answered in one statement, but I'm just curious. Quick answer for Tony R., and then talk about right to carry case.
Sure. The answer is the same for the National Gun Control Act of 1968. Basically, the assassinations and shocking events of that era.
We don't want people like that having guns.
Of that era were responsible for passing these laws. It was kind of the first real effort at gun control. And honestly, the gun folks were not organized and ready for that at the time. And everybody thought we'd all be safer.
Right. What's interesting is that this is coming from a 40-something, okay? We're all old enough here to have lived through that period.
Not me.
Not you, of course, no.
Not me.
And you were still locked in the basement. But what's very interesting is in one half of a generation, how it's completely sanitized. How
yes.
In the 60s, you know, we lived through that, and they didn't want those people to have guns. Most of the people that we're trying to reach right now have no idea that these laws are all based on Jim Crow laws.
New Jersey likes to be first. They came before the 68 Act in 1966, and on assault weapons, they beat the 94 Act with Clinton in 1991. Mm-hmm. It's like when there's a national trend, they like to try to get ahead of it.
On the wrong side.
On the wrong side. We obviously know better now, and it's a new day now. But that's a historical reason.
So, Tony R., what Scott just said in English was, PA good, New Jersey bad, okay? Talk about the right to carry case.
Okay, look.
Come on, right to carry.
All right,
that's
well,
another reason we need Lonergan. Go ahead.
We've talked about this Knappen backstop case.
Yes.
You know, we have the federal case that's going up. It's already been through the middle appeals, and it's going to hopefully get to the U.S. Supreme Court. That ANJRPC is a plaintiff in along with the Second Amendment Foundation. But Evan Knappen has this state case that within the last month or two, the New Jersey State Supreme Court agreed to hear. Not because they want to help us on the issue,
yes.
I'm pretty sure,
yes,
but because they
sure
want to try
be.
To drive a stake through the heart of Carrie. In the next week sometime, or within the next week, you're going to see a flurry of activity in that case. You're going to see briefs filed. You're going to see friend of the court briefs filed by ANJRPC. You'll probably also see one filed by NJ2AS. We're all weighing in. The New Jersey gun community is weighing in on this case to make sure there's every possibility that it's going to go the right way. We don't expect that it will, but eventually this issue will be before the Supreme Court, I predict, in 2014.
So,
and what we're doing now will shape that.
That's soon. You
so
think
we're talking.
Yeah,
he said he's
be.
Been saying that for you. We're talking NRA, SAF, ANJRPC, NJ2AS, and Evan Knappen right
yeah.
at this moment.
They're going to shit themselves.
Okay, seriously.
Yeah.
All right, so the perfect storm is coming. That's what. Listen, don't forget, Lonergan is going to be their appointing judges, Supreme Court judges, too, okay, for Obama. All right, so he's going to give him a hard time.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe Bork would have made the court.
Anybody who's thinking of not coming out for the U.S. special Senate special election, think U.S. Supreme Court, because right now,
it is very hanging by a thread.
Yeah, I mean the last two nominees were passed on by the Senate. We can't let that happen, and we have a chance.
Right.
We have a chance to pick up another seat nationally. I mean, this is more than just about Lonergan and more than just about New Jersey. It's also about the future of the U.S. Supreme Court and the country.
You heard it here. Now, listen up. The opinions expressed or complied from this point on may or may not be admissible by the host because he doesn't give a shit. You ready? Here we go. I'm going to catch a lot of shit email about this.
Do I need to leave the
Starbucks.
Studio?
Uh-oh. I got a lot of mail
down.
About Starbucks. Michael Linder, I listened to your recent show where you were discussing Starbucks' request that people do not open carry in their establishment. You excuse Starbucks, saying that they are a business and they can't afford to get involved in politics or anything controversial, so they are okay. That's bullshit. He didn't say bullshit, but I did. Starbucks CEO had no problem standing up at a recent shareholder meeting and saying, if you don't support gay marriage, then take your money elsewhere. We won't do that. We don't want you. So clearly he's not concerned about staying out of politics or anything that might offend customers. Good point, Mike. He's very happy to stick his neck out for gay marriage, which isn't even legal in most states, but not stick it out for the Second Amendment right of citizens to carry safe, legal firearms. So in the spirit of unity, I say no to Starbucks. Okay, I got another one. Ron Sousa. Woohoo! I finally found something to agree with Sandy about instead of Anthony. Okay? I don't think that Starbucks sold out or did anything harmful to our cause. Certainly not any more harmful than the open carry statement making idiots have done. Now, he believes the open carry idiots did the problem. It was the open carriers of ARs and the rest that used Starbucks as an unwilling location to make a statement that scared or surprised some customers and therefore made Starbucks into an unwilling battleground over gun issues and forced their hand, okay? Their actions are actually quite benign. They could have banned guns, just like so many other retailers had done. In the face of an organized protest by the moms demanding attention, they actually held their ground. They just don't want to be a battleground for competing sides. Okay? I want to finish this. I got two more letters and then we're going to learn.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it on, crank it up, let's go, crank it up, crank it up. It's Gun for Hire Radio.
And you hear me say it every week, just make sure it's the real original lipstick bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it. Lipstick bodyguard is 100% made in the USA to exacting specifications, giving you the most potent formula available by law. Lipstick Bodyguard's only available at lipstickbodyguard.com and soon coming to the Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. And we're back.
Good thing I don't shoot a gun the way I throw stuff into a wastebasket.
Yeah, I know.
So in addition to Starbucks, Ron said that they're in the business of selling coffee, not making political statements. Just keep your guns concealed and drink your coffee. Better to work to elect pro-gun politicians than scare moms with toddlers at somebody else's business. Ask yourself, why doesn't Gun for Hire encourage people to walk around the lobby with loaded ARs, slung, or handguns in holsters? Why are guns only allowed out of the case on the firing line bench? Why do gun shows and NRA conventions discourage loaded guns being displayed? Should Starbucks be any different? Regards, Ron. Now, last letter was from John Willett, who I said was going to give me crap last week's show.
And he did.
He goes, you thought of me when discussing open carry. I knew we had a special relationship. John has a podcast also, and I'm going to be on the show, and I'm going to promote it when I'm on it, so you guys should listen to
What's
it.
What's the name of it?
I can't remember now. I'm having a hard brain cramp. Okay. I'm sorry, John.
Brain cramp.
Frank's been on the Bold Departure. It's called Bold Departure.
Nice,
I'm sorry. Yeah, John spoke with us in Trenton on that rainy day. He's a Marine.
Yep.
You remember? He's a big bone guy like the rest of us. So, John, I'm going to be on Bold Departure early October, so you guys want to listen up, all right? Now, okay, his brother Mike and himself have been discussing the Starbucks thing. In fact, I made a statement a couple weeks ago that gun owners are overstaying their welcome at Starbucks. Now, it wasn't just the people that would go into Starbucks openly and carry. They were using Starbucks as a platform, claiming that Starbucks was pro-2A. All right? He said, as for open carry in general, he's supportive, but he thinks people need to realize a couple of things if they're going to practice it. First, when they carry openly, they are immediate ambassadors for gun owners. This is so true. If they do not have the temperament and ability to set a good example, they shouldn't do it. See, John, but this is just like NRA instructors. How can we be responsible for millions of people? We can't legislate or pass laws to get rid of stupidity or ignorance, you know? So, again, I have to agree with Ron. We shouldn't be walking in Starbucks with AR slung over our shoulder with 10 30-round magazines on our belt.
Right.
Okay?
Just because you can.
We're not ready
mean you
for that. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and could you guys please have someone on sometime who actually plays video games or watches current movies? There are liquor commercials on TV and people still smoke in movies. Hell, just this weekend, my mother-in-law had me watching Argo. All right, but regular TV, the most interesting man, it's not hard liquor. Right? It's only like beer and stuff. And a regular TV, they don't show people smoked, only in movies and movies that they put on TV. But you're right, John. So we're going to get more edumacated, and I appreciate that. A quick one I want to just talk about. I got a letter from, again, Bob Chiappa is pissing me off, but he wrote, when your house is being broken into and you worry about your family with the floor plan where your children are upstairs and the master is downstairs, blah, 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 how do you deal with this? You know, we've discussed this. We just had a home invasion in Ridgefield.
Ridgefield Park.
The Ridgefield Park. The family was held at gunpoint
by four guys.
Almost an hour while they cleaned the house out top to bottom. They kept asking where the safe was, and the husband kept saying, we don't have a safe. and in fact, the police chief came out and said they didn't have a safe. They had the wrong house.
Yeah.
Okay? They were held at gunpoint for over an hour. All right.
This was a minister who was held.
Okay, he was a minister. Yeah, minister, by the way. In Ridgefield Park, Bergen County. Lily White, Bergen County. Right. Okay.
You mean Loretta Weinberg's Bergen County?
Yes, Loretta Weinberg's Bergen County. Where if Steve Sweeney, if the Republicans take over the House and Senate in New Jersey, imagine Nikki Trunk, Loretta, go fix me some coffee. Okay, and a little less sugar than last time, sweetie.
Right. Get it right this
time. Hurry up. Yeah. Slap her in the butt. See, now I think Loretta Weinberg, I think turkey neck, I'm hungry.
It happens.
It's always this association. Okay? Listen.
What is it with us and food all the time? Now I'm hungry too.
I know. You said roll before, and I was thinking sandwich. Bob, there's no clear-cut answer. You know, I talk about the Cyalume light sticks. We give them away here. We tell people, attach an extra front door key to it and keep it in your master bedroom or safe room. So if you feel somebody's in your house 3 in the morning, you lock yourself in your bedroom or safe room. When the cops come, they're going to tell you to come downstairs and open the door, crack the stick, shake it, and throw it out the window so the cops can let themselves in. That's a self-defense technique. But, Bob, you have, and all of my listeners, you have to look at your house and visualize, if there was a break-in, how would you handle the break-in? Is it while you're sleeping? Is it where you spend most of your time in your living room or your dining room? There has to be a plan. Which way are we going to go? Safe rooms are easy to set up. Any room with a solid core door with a deadbolt is a safe room. Any old cell phone that will dial 911 goes into the safe room. A flashlight, if you have a gun in a gun safe. If you have young kids, their bedroom should also be a safe room so you can run into their room at 3 o'clock in the morning. Listen, I'm not going to sweep my house in the middle of the night to look and see if somebody's there. That's not my job. I'm going to retreat with my family and my dog behind me, and I'm going to call the police and let them do their job. I'm going to announce from the higher ground, if possible, I have a gun. Okay? But, you know, you have people knocking on the door. Now, I wear a gun all the time when I'm in the house. I wear it on the back deck.
Me too.
That includes while he sleeps, I think.
While he sleeps. I take mine off when I sleep. But I have
my alarm system. You've heard me say this before. I have the emergency button. I wear it around my neck. We have three
that's
of them
in case
placed,
you fall and you can't get up.
Exactly. Well, it's happened. We have three or four of them strategically placed around the house, too. Because if someone started breaking in the front door, I press that button. Right. And at least the police will be dispatched. All right?
To clean up the mess and bring the body bags.
They do not cost a lot. My alarm company charges $185 a piece for them.
Wow.
Okay? To me, it's just money in the bank. People come over my house like, you're doing a barbecue. Why do you have this thing around your neck? Well, because if somebody breaks in and comes around the back of the house, I can just press it. I don't know. All right, so call me crazy, but I am protected. But, Bob, it really becomes a plan where you have to look at the blueprint of your house, where the majority of your family spends its time, the majority of their time. Just like every 6 months on daylight savings time, you should change all the batteries on your smoke detectors, fire detectors. You should have a fire drill. You should also have a we call it emergency drill. Don't scare your kids and say the boogeyman or home invasion drill. Just a drill where you have a keyword, you know, where everybody knows to run in a certain direction. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning you're practicing for, then you or your wife should go to the kids' room, lock the door. The husband should maintain the higher ground unless it's a ranch. Now, Bob's question is bedrooms are downstairs and the master bedroom's upstairs. That's a tough one. We did an assessment for a dentist's house in Wayne. Him and his wife lived in this huge suite on the second floor, and the kid's bedroom was on the first floor on the opposite end of the house.
Yeah, how'd he get there?
Very hard to defend, to be honest with you.
And that's a very common floor plan.
Correct. Now. Very, very hard to defend. So we recommended hardening the house more. He changed a few doors. You know, just the presence that you have video cameras, even if you only have signs or stickers from Amazon.com, just the presence that you have an alarm system, even if it's only signs and stickers from Amazon.com, will also lessen the propensity to get broken into
or be a home invasion.
Yeah. Exactly. So you can do that. I did that in my house. I have real cameras. I have a 16-camera DVR in my house, and I also have, you know, a nice alarm system with an emergency button. So think about that. Think about hardening the house. Guys, you want to chime in with anything?
No, it's a great idea. In fact, you gave that idea to our own Detective Mac, and he has those same drills.
Correct.
What does he say? Like twice a year, he does it with
daylight savings time.
Yeah,
daylight savings time is perfect time to do these things. But you want to teach your kids what to do and where to go. The last thing you want, if the code word is called out, the last thing you want is your kid walking out into the hallway.
Right.
You want them to know that if they hear that code word, they should fall on the floor under their bed and they should stay put until they're told different. Code words are really good. We talk about kids being abducted. Most kids are abducted by friends or family who have the opportunity because the kids know. Most kids won't go with a stranger, but they'll go with Uncle Roy.
Right.
And that's why we teach parents in our Refuse to be a Victim in personal safety classes, your kid should know a code word. So if you got hurt or sick, if I told Scott, go pick up my kid at daycare, but you have to tell him the code word Superman. My kid would be trained not to go unless Scott knew the code word. He would be trained that a policeman has to be on the scene. Otherwise, he won't go with him. Okay?
Yeah,
and you should all teach your kid code words. You know how you should teach your kids, they ask who's at the door? Test them. Have a neighbor come knock on the door with you in the basement and see if they open the door. Or have an extended family member. How many kids just run past you and pull the front door open?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. And beware of all of these scams with public service and UPS and FedEx deliveries. More and more of are happening.
Flower deliveries.
Yes. Two just happened in Lodi. I told everybody my secret. I put a few dollars in a number 10 envelope. I wrote tip on it, and it's under my welcome mat. And my family's instructed that when something is delivered like that, you say thank you. Leave it outside. There's a tip for you under the mat. There's no reason to open the door.
What's your address again? I was going to go under. I want to see if you're a good tipper.
It's been stolen. Jimmy stole it. Jimmy stole it like 7 times, actually, already. He comes and steals, and then he takes a picture at Rita's Lemon Ice eating something. So, but it is money. It's money in the bank, you know, to just put it under there, have a few envelopes like that. Obviously not for the pizza guy if you called for pizza, but for any type of delivery that you feel you have to tip, like flour or candies or these incredible, you know, creations with the fruit or something. It's just a great way where you don't have to open the door. And then make sure you see the guy return to the vehicle and the vehicle pull away, because there could be a guy hiding next to the door.
Right.
That's why a wide angle peephole is a great $7 investment. And it's so easy. You just unscrew the regular peephole and you screw in the wide angle peephole. Home Depot, all your centers sell them, and you can see both sides of the door frame and everything. Most people have the real antiquated
peephole. Yeah, the real tiny
where you just see straight ahead. And then what happens is every time they paint the door, it gets smaller and smaller. Okay? And you can't see through to it. Well, what happens is it's complacency. It's that squeaky door syndrome. Okay?
Yeah.
We're leaving the doors unlocked or leaving the gate open. And then we talk about normalcy bias when Diane came home. Oh, we left the light on.
Yeah.
Oh, we left the sledgehammer in the garage. Oh, we did this. You know, that just happens too. Oh, this isn't working. That's not working. It's just these little things to fortify your home, your domicile, so that the shitbags rob your neighbor. That's
right,
the goal.
Right.
If they pull up to Scott's house and they see alarm and video camera signs, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know, if he went to the trouble to the signs, there's a good chance he probably really has them.
How about if they see the barrel of a 50 cal?
That'll help. Yeah, that usually helps a lot.
Yeah.
That helps a great deal. Just a muzzle flash.
Yeah, that's good.
Would be a
so, you know, just think about that. Our prepper classes are selling out like unbelievably. It's unbelievable. We only have one seat left for the Knappen class in February. One seat left, and then the next class is April, okay? Masad Ayoub will be here in April. He will be here for a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We're doing Mag 20. People that are emailing me for info, leave me alone. I told you, we'll announce it. Stop it, okay? But my master, Masad Ayoub, will be here for 4 days. Doing the Mag 20 class. You can go on his website and check it out. Mag 20 will be here. 2-day seminar each class, okay? Other than that, I need you to really push and support Steve Lonigan. I want to thank Scott Bach for stopping by on the show. It wasn't even planned. He just happened to be riding by. It was great.
It was great
that he came in. And John Willett, I still love you, and I will be on Bold Departure. And any of our listeners should check out their show. It's also a New Jersey-based show. And John is a staunch Second Amendment supporter. Scott, anything you want to add before Sandy says another wasted hour?
Just remember October 16th and November 5th.
And also October 5th, if you guys are in the area near Newark City Hall, the Colored Coalition, Ains is going to hate that, is having a rally. It's a rally against violence. Show up, and Ainsley will be able to recruit some of you guys to belong to the people of color for the right to self-protection. Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gunfire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Attorney Scott Bach, who is also an NRA board member and the head of the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, October 16th, really, really important. Get out and vote. Drag some people off their sad behinds and get them to vote, too. Lonergan, let's take it over.
From sea to the shine.